Lasso Free Volcano Monitoring Team, Dr. Thomas Christopher, said very little activity was recorded at Lasso Free Volcano on the weekend. Dr. Christopher said the heavy rains and mud flows which were expected on the weekend did not materialize, but the team is continuing to monitor the situation.
We've not had much activity. The volcano has still been quiet, which is a good thing. I think what we were anticipating were the heavy rains that were forecasted for the weekend, but that did not come together as we thought. But it is raining today right now. I can't see the volcano at the moment, so there's quite a bit of rain between us and the volcano, and probably on the actual volcano itself. If there are any mud flows, we will pick them up on the instruments, and we will send the word out that there are mud flows so people would be aware to stay away from these areas.
Dr. Christopher said the monitoring team is currently seeking to get more volunteers involved in the volcano monitoring program.
We're trying to integrate a number of volunteers into the monitoring program, and I'm currently training one of them, and hopefully that number should increase. But currently I'm training one of them to collect the gas data and process it. So that's part of getting them involved, and hopefully that individual, who's actually female, I think she's doing a good job, and hopefully she would be able to do that independently without me being present.
Dr. Christopher said apart from a few minor earthquakes, the volcano has been quiet for some time.
With regards to activity, as I said, the volcano is quiet, which is a good thing. There's been a few minor earthquakes, but nothing of substance to raise the alarm about. But I remember before the explosion started, when we didn't have much to say, there was some complaint about, well, we're saying nothing. But I think people need to understand that when it comes to us, no news is actually good news, because it means there's nothing happening.
And Dr. Christopher warned that despite the current low level of activity at the volcano, the red zone is still a dangerous area.
That would be a bad idea to do so, especially when it's raining a lot. I understand the situation with some people and personal property and stuff, and I think it's a hard decision to have them make. But I mean, it can be dangerous going in there, especially if it's raining a bit. So I would advise people to try and not to as much as possible.
That was head of the Lasso Free Volcano Monitoring Team, Dr. Thomas Christopher of the UWI Seismic Research Center. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasso Free Volcano Update.